We're continuing in Hilchos Challah, Yoredeya, Siman Shin Chaf Gimel. So we skipped this last bunch of lines of the Ramah. We did the Mechaber, we skipped the Ramah, and we finished off the Mechaber. So yesterday we discussed three different halachos that are relevant in Chutz Laaretz. They're all somewhat related. Today we're going to revisit two out of the two that are relevant. And that is, we spoke about that fact that in Chutz Laaretz you can first eat and then be mafrish challah, based on the Gemara Bechoros Chav Zayin, which we'll discuss in a minute, and the concept of mukaf, that in Chutz Laaretz, in Eretz Yisrael, the doughs or the breads are all supposed to be in front of you. Whatever that means exactly, we'll be discussing in the coming weeks, but we'll just for now call it mukaf. And in Chutz Laaretz, officially, you do not need mukaf. We said, even in Eretz Yisrael, where you do need mukaf, it's only lechatchila. B'di'eved, if he separated without it being in front of him, it was in a different room, b'di'eved, that would be okay. But lechatchila, it needs to be in front of him. So, let's go back to this famous Gemara in Bechoros and Daf Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. Says the Gemara, Omer Shmuel, Trumas Chutz Laaretz, which we'll call Chalas Chutz Laaretz, Ochel V'Holech V'Achakach Mafrish, you can eat, and eat some more, and eat some more, and afterwards, you'll be Mafrish. Okay, which we said has huge ramifications, because in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do that. So if a person forgets to separate to be Mafrish Chala, comes to the Shabbos table, and the Balabasta realizes, oh, I forgot the Chala. Yeah, you can't eat the, you can't separate challah on Shabbos, like you can't separate chumas and maizes, and you have a problem, and it's muksa, and it can't be eaten, and you have to go to the neighbors and go borrow, whip something out of the freezer, or go to the neighbors. You're stuck. In Chutz Laaretz, it's no problem. Take one of those lachmaniyot from the batch, save a lachmaniyot for after Shabbos, you eat the bread as normal, and then after Shabbos, you'll take that lachmaniyah, and you will be mafrish chal. So that's Shmuel's din. Chumas, chutzot, ochel, v'holech, v'achar kach, mafrish. Now, how much do you have to leave over? So Rashi has a very controversial opinion. Rashi said, let's say, based on what we discussed in Siman Shin Chabez, let's say you're supposed to separate a kezias. Okay, we discussed that if it's really necessary, not necessary. Let's say he's supposed to separate a kezias. So says Rashi, I eat everything up to the last kezias. And then that last kezias becomes challah. I could say, I take the last kezias, I raise the challah, fantastic. Tosus over there in Bechoros, Dimamatzchil Ochel, and the Rush in Beitza, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Yud Gimel, Tosus and the Rush both disagree with Rashi, but for different reasons. Tosus says, if you do that, then you don't have mukaf. We say we separate things, it's supposed to be together. Uh-huh. You don't have mukaf. That's, so which means Tosus and that, we're talking about Chutz Laaretz. Yesterday we said there is no mukaf in Chutz Laaretz. So you see, Tosus holds that there is a din of mukaf in Chutz Laaretz. We're going to see that we don't hold like that. But Tosus holds there's mukaf in Chutz Laaretz. That's one chiddush of Tosus. The other chiddush that Tosus says is, okay, we can get out of the problem. Instead of doing what Rashi says, just eat to the last kezias, eat to the last kezias v'chetzi, leave over a kezias and a half. You'll separate the kezias from the kezias and a half. And then it's mukaf. So which means that Tosus holds a very limited, or broad, I don't know how you look at it, that mukaf, you don't need mukaf of everything. You just need a little piece of mukaf. The fact that you ate 90% of the dough, that doesn't bother Tosus. It's still called mukaf. So Tosus says, you need mukaf in Chutz Laaretz, but you can fulfill the idea of mukaf by leaving over the kezias plus. But he disagrees with Rashi, who says you can eat to the last kezias. Comes along the Rush. And the Rosh says, no, leaving over a little bit, that's not called mukaf. And the fact that you're allowed to eat and separate later, so later I'm going to separate, what I ate is no longer, doesn't exist. So obviously you don't need mukaf. Oh, okay, a little bit of mukaf, that little bit of mukaf of Tosus is not worth anything, says the Rosh. There's no mukaf. The fact that you can eat now and separate later means you don't need mukaf in chutzlans. That's what the Rosh says. But he still disagrees with Rashi, and he disagrees with Tosus. He disagrees with Rashi, you can't eat to the last kezias. You need to leave over a kezias and a half, let's say. Why a kezias and a half if you don't need mukaf, and even if you do need mukaf, it doesn't count as mukaf, like Dosa says? Because we have a different halacha that we learned at the beginning of Shin Chav Beis, that you need, the pasuk is reishit, you need shareh hanikarim, reishit, me reishit, we had a whole discussion over there in the beginning of Shin Chav Beis, and that is, I need me reishit, or reishit, I need to separate something from something, A from B. I can't just take the last kezias and pick it up and say, I raise uchala. I have to separate something from something, not because I need mukaf. I don't need mukaf. I need what's called shareha nikarim. I need the leftovers to be there. I separated A from B. I need to see what's left over from B. So that is my chokes between Tosus and the Rosh. Both disagree with Rashi that you can't just leave over that which you want. They argue about the reason. Is it because Tosus says that you need mukaf in Chutz La'aretz, but a little bit counts as mukaf, and the Rosh says a little bit does not count as mukaf, but you don't need mukaf because we're talking about Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so let's see that now in the Rama. Haga, no, says the Rama. Mitzarech l'shayer ma'at yoseh mishir chala shemafrish kidei sheishirayim b'sha'a shemafrish. The Rama is possibly like the Rosh. Again, Sarach l'shayer ma'at yoseh mishir chala. If that shir chala we said is a kezias, I need to leave over a little bit more than a kezias. It doesn't give us a shir. It sounds like anything. I'm just saying, you know, kezias v'chetzi, just to make life easier, but even less than that. Just more than a kezias, and you're going to separate the kezias from the kezias plus. Why? Not because of what the Tosa said, that you need mukaf. No, you don't need mukaf. When I separate, I need shirayim. I need something left over. Reishit, me reishit, I'm taking something from something. Not this is the last piece is there, poof. Okay. Look at the... Okay, there's a Bira Gros, Sifkat Yid Aleph, who hints to everything that we just said. You can look at it for homework. Okay, now the Rama is going to complicate things slightly. And in order to understand this Rama, we need to move on to Siman Shin Chav He Sif Beis. Look at Siman Shin Chav He Sif Beis. Siman Shin Chav He Sif Beis. It's a short sif, and the Mechaber says like this: Im Yesh Bekol Isa Kishiur. I have two does. Let's say I don't want to get into shiur now. Each one's 2.5 kilo. They're huge. Each one's chayiv on its own. Im yesh b'kol isa kishiur, each one is chayiv on its own. I have two does. Each one on its own is chayiv. V'rotze l'hafrish mizu azu, and I want to separate from one on the other. I don't want to separate from both. I want to separate from one dough, and that should count for both does. So does that work? Says the Shulchan Aruch, yes. Ein tzarech lo tziruf kli. Okay, you don't need to put it together in a kli. We'll discuss it at length when we get here to Siman Shin Chav Hei. That's discussing Siv Aleph. Lilo Nigia, the two doughs don't need to be touching. We'll discuss that at length as well when we get to Siman Shin Chav Hei. Ella, what do I need? I have two doughs, two big fat doughs. Both of them are chayim. I only want to separate from one. It should count for both. Kevan Sheshtei and the fun of, since both of them are in front of me, Mafrishin Mizu Azu. I could separate from one and it counts for both. Why do I need them both in front of me? Why do I need them both in front of me? If it's Chalas Eretz Yisrael, you need them both in front of you. You need Minamukaf. But if it's Chalas Chutz La'aretz, we said it doesn't need Minamukaf. I can have one in this room and one in the other room. So the answer is that over here, that's not the case. The din that I could separate, that I don't need mukaf, is when I'm dealing with one single dough. But when I'm dealing with two doughs that became chayiv separately, if I want to take from one and it should be good enough for the other, then I need mukaf even in chutz la'aretz. That means, in chutz la'aretz, I don't need mukaf if it came from one dough and then we separated it and went to different rooms, or we baked it, we forgot, we baked it, or we didn't forget, whatever, baked it, and then some of the challahs are by the neighbor, and some challahs here, some challahs are there. So, it all came from one dough. I can separate shalom and amukav lechatchila in chutz la'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, lechatchila needs to be menamukav. Here's about chutz la'aretz. But when it's two separate doughs, if I want to take from one and chipat to the other, I need mina mukaf. They both need to be in front of me. So let's go back to our Rama now. Our Rama that we're up to in Shin Chav Gimel, the end of Sefav. Okay, so we said you can eat it, you need to leave a little bit over. Says the Rama, V'davka li'isa shenitchayev im chala zu yochol lifto shelo min amukaf. If you want to eat first and separate later, only if it became chayev together as one dough. Davka li'isa shenitchayev im chala zu. It all became chayev together, and now I'm eating part, I'm separating part later. Then yachol lifto shelo min amukaf. Then I don't need min amukaf. I can separate over here, and it counts for all the doughs that used to be united as one. Aval isa shini lo shebifnei atzma. But if I add different doughs, like we just saw in Shin Chav Hei Beis, eimar prishin chalam isa cheres shelo min amukaf, then it's not going to work. Then even in chutz laretz, I need min hamukaf. Okay, now why should this be the case? So the Chelkas bin Yamin over here in Siman Shin Chav Gimel in Sif Kata Memtef. So he quotes different places, but he writes it not very nicely. He says like this. He says it's a svara, it's logical. They came until on the chayiv ka'achas. I have two separate doughs. They didn't become chayiv as one. Dough number one is chayiv, and dough number two is chayiv. They didn't become chayiv as one. I can't separate from one on the other. Unless I put them together next to each other. Now, if I already ate, I'm allowed to eat already. I'm allowed to eat separate later. So then it's not going to be next to each other. So if I want to separate on that which I already ate, it has to be from the same dough of the stuff that I already ate. I can't eat a whole dough and then separate from the second dough. And he's minamukaf. I need them both to be here. If I want to eat from this dough, I need to separate, make sure that there's something left over from this dough to separate after I'm done. The same thing with the other one. I want to separate from one dough on another dough, then I need minamukaf. I need them both to be here. And I need them all to be here. I can't eat half of it. The fact that I ate half and the half is here, and this whole dough is here, or part of the dough is here, that's not good enough. If I want to separate from dough A on dough B, so then I need the entire dough B to be here. Because I need minamukaf. What I ate already doesn't count as minamukaf. Now he explains why. V'tam hachil. The reason is, this is the Chalkas Binyamin, Sifkat Mentas. The Be'isa Echad Ein Tzarch Minamukaf. One dough does not need, the chutzos does not need minamukaf. Doesn't need to be next to each other. Uba Beis Isos Matzri Chinon Le. We need it. Why? The Be'isa Echad Shekver Hoyo Kol Chalki Ha'isa Mukaf Muchubar Mzal Zep HaMachas Bodem Isa. One dough. The whole dough is united. It's here. Then it's separated. What piece here, piece there, piece there, piece here. That's good enough. I can separate one piece. I don't need minamukaf. Lefichach hekilu bo chachamim she'ein tzarech lachzor lahakir b'shas afrasha. Now that I want to be mafresh, I don't need to gather the pieces. It's all one dough. Aval, but when I'm dealing with two separate doughs, beis isos ho evadohi mukafos umuchubaros me'olam. They were never together. So b'chi agad, in such a case, lo hekilu chachamim lahafresh shelo minamukaf. Afilu b'chalas chutzlar. So then it doesn't work. Then you can't separate from the separate dough, because it's a separate dough. They need to be united at some point. Either they're united, they're here together, minamukaf, and they separate, or it started as one dough, lechatzi, originally. Okay, this also comes up, in Hilcha, in Chelek Hei, Mishabur, Hilcha's Pesach, there's two simanim that talk about hafreshes challah, because talk about baking matzahs. When you bake matzahs, you have to mafresh challah. Siman Tof Nun Vav, and Siman Tof Nun Zayin. And in Tov Nun Zayin, Sif Katan Vav, the Mishabura says the same thing. He said, now there's a third possibility, which we didn't discuss yet, which we're not really familiar. Okay, so right now we discussed one dough, you don't need mukaf in Chutzlaretz. Two doughs, you do need. Okay, there's a middle case. And the middle case is, let's say, I made two doughs. Each one is half of what I need, half a measurement. And each one on its own is not enough to be mafresh challah. But there's ways of combining them. If I put them together in a basket, which we'll discuss at length when we get to Siman Shin Chav Hei, if I put them together in a basket, they become like one. Is that good enough? I put them in a basket, they became like one. Now I separated them. Now I want to be mafresh from dough A on dough B. Does that count? The middle case. It was two separate doughs. But each one of its own was not chayim until I put it together in a basket. So I put it in a basket. It's called Sirif Sal. Now the two doughs are in a basket. This is half a shear. This is half a shear. Together they make a whole shear. So now I'm chayav to separate. Is that considered as if I kneaded it together and it's one dough and I can be mafresh in one or the other without minamukaf or not?
Separating them while it's still in the basket together.
They were made separately and then I put them in the basket to combine them to be chayav and chal.
Now
I'm going to separate them again.
Oh, you're going to, oh, before I meant separate.
Now I'm going to separate them. They're going to get divorced, the two doughs. So now, when I want to be mafresh challah from one, can I do it on the other? So that is a big, major league machlokas haposkim, and that's discussed here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Vav Tav Nun Zayin Sif Katan Vav. The af b'chalas chutzlarts, even chalas chutzlarts, af al gav the chalas chutzlarts kaim lan. We hold like we're saying ochel v'holech u'misharik sas l'challah. You can eat it. And you save a little bit at the end, and then from the end, you mafrish what's left at the end. Hainu bi'ich isa achas gedola. That's only if it started as one dough. Af agav shenis chalka achar kach lekama kikaros. Even though I made that one dough into a bunch of 5, 10, 20 loaves of bread. Doesn't matter. And it went all over the place. It doesn't matter. Kevan shetchilasanim mechubarim. Since it started as one, mi'isa achas, hekilu b'chutzas delo ba'ina mukaf u'mechubar b'shas afrasha. It started as one. I can just separate from here, even though there's 20 breads all over town. It doesn't matter. Town, an American town, right? This is only a chutzlar. So I don't need mukaf. So he says, Masha Inkin Khan over here in Hilchos Pesach, Shemi Isos Mechulakos. It's coming from different doughs. So he says, Avshu Munochem Pamachas Basal. Even though we put all the doughs or put the matzahs into one basket to make a chayav, putting it in the basket is not like a full-fledged connection like it was needed as one dough. That you have the option to eat first and separate later because it wasn't one actual dough. And even if each one had its own shir chala gankin. But even shir minamuka b'shasa frasha kevan she'enam mi'isa achas. So the Mishnah passes. If it's not one dough, it's two separate doughs, each one was chayiv independently, you want to separate from one or the other, that's fine, but they both have to be in front of you. I can't eat half of it and then do it. A. And B, even if each one was, I don't know, he kind of goes the other way, but even if they're both, I put them in a basket, that creates the chiyuv, it's not considered as if it's one full-fledged dough, then now I can be mafresh, shalom and amukov. The fact that I put it in a basket makes a chayiv and challah, but they still maintain the individuality, and I have to separate from each one, unless it's min ha-mukov. Okay, that is that. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva here, Sifkat and Hay, brings up a very interesting question, and that is, we said that we have an option of eat first and separate later. What happens if it's Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos? So you come into Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, we said in Eretz Yisrael, you're stuck. In Chutz La'aretz, no problem. You eat, and after Shabbos, you'll separate. But now it's Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. Soon it's going to be Isra Chometz. You can't wait till after Shabbos. After Shabbos, you're making a Seder. It's also Bahana, it's also Bahila. So what do you do then? Then you're stuck. So that is the topic of Pisrei Tshuva Sif Katan. Hey, he first starts off with Ayin B'Magen Avraham Siman Tov Kuf Vav Sif Katan Ches Shekasa Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. If it's Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, he's in Chutz La'aretz. He forgot to separate Chal and Erev Shabbos. Midlechem Chomet Sheofel the Shabbos. Osu Lechol Mimenu. But Yitzorach Levayra Chomet. He's stuck. The Magen Avraham says in Chutz La'aretz now you're stuck because you can't save it till after Shabbos and separate Chala. After Shabbos is Pesach and it's Chomet. Then he says, Ayin Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva brings down Kulas. And then in Hilchos Yontif, which is Simen Tov Kuf Vav, which is the halachas of kneading dough on Yontif, which you're allowed to do. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chav Gimel. Tov Kuf Vav, Sifkat and Chav Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah addresses this, and it comes out Lekula. He says, B'shas Adchak, She'en Lo Pasach Le Shabbos, Yesh this Moch Lahokel, that you can come out Lekula, and you can separate Chala even on Yontif. Even though that's officially aser, the Arme Kilim. See, Chalas, okay, it's a whole discussion. It's a whole sugya, it's a whole discussion based on Beis Adaptes. But he comes out Lekula on that particular Shaila that you could be mafresh and give it to a Kohen Katan who could eat it in Chutzlars. Now, nowadays, we don't really do that. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah is saying that you can be makel in such a scenario, or based on what we said, that many are makel, that when it's too difficult to burn, you're not allowed to burn it on Shabbos, you know, burn on Yantiv either. And by Yantiv, it's also, so maybe you can just put it in a bag and then, you know, dispose of it that way, which is the way many people dispose of challah nowadays, to avoid problems, as we discussed in Tav Chav Beis, and then that would be a way out, according to the Mishnah Berurah, against the Magen Avraham.